One can sense the heavy heart and the anxiety that is weighing upon Job. For he says within our first reading, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery?" And later he goes on and says, "So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me." You can sense this man is in such distress, weighed down by anxiety, to where maybe in a sense he feels like he's alone. Almost as if how to figure out the answer all by himself, he's beginning to be tempted just to throw up his arms in the air and say, "I quit. I'm done." And I can relate to that. I think many of us can. That we have such distress, such a trial within our life, that we feel like we're alone, and it causes even greater anxiety, to where rises within us the temptation just to say, "I'm done with this," whatever it may be. To say, "That's it, no more." And you see, that plays into the hand of the devil. For that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to stop. He wants us to give up. And that is why Jesus, in the gospel, we hear such an easy and simple line, but is one that can be quite powerful. When it simply said at the very beginning, on leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. He went to them. He came into their house. And I have to believe that Simon is underneath a lot of stress, really troubled of heart, because a person that he loves dearly, his mother-in-law, lay sick with a fever. He has no way to know how he can help her. He's not a physician. It's not like they had Tylenol back then. And so he's wondering to himself, "What can I do? I'm all alone in this. How am I to help this person that I love?" And you see, it becomes so tempting to ruminate over the problem, over the distress, that we can easily forget who's present in the house. Jesus. He's right there. And luckily for Simon, he realizes that. For it says, they immediately told him about her. Because I know Andrew, his brother, and James and John, their friends, could see the stress upon Simon. And so all of them just went to Jesus and said, "Can you help her? This is not only weighing down upon her, but it's weighing down upon me. Almost to the point I want to just give up." And it said, he approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up, and the fever left her. You see, when Jesus is in the house, he's there to bring healing. He's there to remove the anxieties and the distress. He wants us to know that we're not alone, that he comes into our life. That's why he enters the house of Simon, that it's not anything he has to do by himself anymore, but rather the grace of God is now present with him. That is why then we hear later on in the gospel, many who were sick and possessed by demons came and they were cured, because now Jesus is entering into their life. And at the end of the gospel, how Christ expresses his desire to go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there too. I want to enter into their houses. I want to come and heal their hearts. For that is the purpose, the reason why I have come. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the same today as He was back then. He wants to enter your house. He knows we struggle with different types of anxieties, of stress, and it weighs down upon us to where we can feel like Job and just want to complain. And that complaining grows, and so too does the temptation just to want to give up because we think we're alone. But Jesus is coming to us and saying, no, I'm present here with you. That's the whole purpose of the Eucharist. He wants to enter into your heart, into your soul, you who are the temple of God. He wants to make His home in you, in me. So that being present there, we realize then we're not alone. And what is weighing us down, we should immediately tell Him about it, as they did in the gospel. To turn it over to Him so that He may act in the same way to approach that distress, that anxiety, whatever it may be. And He may grasp it and remove it and heal our hearts as He did Simon's mother-in-law. You see, that's the beauty of the Eucharist. That as we come here today, we allow Jesus to enter into the temple of our bodies, to make Himself present in us so that He may heal us. And whatever we may face this week, whatever may bring distress or troubles to us, we don't face it alone. For Jesus has entered your house. He is with you. That's the good news that St. Paul speaks of in the second reading. For he himself had to deal with the distress that in his, in a way, previous life before his conversion, he persecuted the church. He killed Catholics. And yet Jesus entered his heart, healed him, and brought about a great grace that he wanted to share then with others. May Jesus enter into each of our hearts. May he bring the healing that we need. And may it help us to realize we are never alone. But whatever we face with the grace and the presence of God himself, who will help us today and throughout this week as we walk the path of holiness. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us.